Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. I am speaking to you live from the WABC studio right above Madison Square Garden, and you can reach me here at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can reach me after the show at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. My office is the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. Or you can even check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So today, our topic is the thyroid, okay? And what we're going to be talking about is how important the thyroid is for your everyday life and for your energy. When you think thyroid, think energy, because thyroid is the metabolic powerhouse of the body. And the reason is because the thyroid gland produces thyroid hormone. And the thyroid hormone is so important for all the metabolic processes in our body. So what happens when you don't have enough thyroid? So I'll go through some of those symptoms, and hopefully you don't have any of these symptoms, but if you do, think thyroid, because all the symptoms I'm going to mention are important for the body's energy equation and the body's metabolism. So the most clear symptom for that is fatigue and low energy. And that's because the thyroid provides us with energy. So when the thyroid is low, when the thyroid hormone is low, then we don't have enough energy and we feel tired. Mild depression. Well, it kind of goes with the energy equation, because if you don't have energy and you're tired, that can lead, that's very commonly associated with depression, depressed mood, and even mild memory loss. The brain needs that metabolic energy to carry out all its functions, and when it's not, when it doesn't have that energy, the brain is not functioning as well as it should. So you get memory loss and just general decrease in cognitive function, and abnormal lipid profile and high cholesterol. So that is, in fact, very interestingly, you know, now when we're measuring thyroid, we look at blood tests that show the level of thyroid in the body. But years ago, before we had all these sensitive assays that look at the thyroid, one of the signs of low thyroid was high cholesterol. And there are many good sources to say that while cholesterol, having a very high cholesterol is not great for you, part of the problem with a high cholesterol is that it's an indicator that your metabolism is suboptimal. And if your metabolism is suboptimal, there's a good chance that your thyroid is functioning suboptimally, not to its ideal state. So you don't have enough energy, your metabolism isn't great, you get high cholesterol and other abnormal lipids, and feeling cold. Anytime we feel warm, it's because our body is generating enough heat to and using enough energy to generate that warmth. So if we don't have enough energy, we are going to just not be able to generate enough warmth, and we're going to have that cold feeling. It might be just coldness in the hands and feet. It might be just a general feeling of coldness. If you're feeling cold and everyone else in the room says, oh, temperature's fine, well, that could be that your thyroid is not functioning optimally. Another aspect or symptom is dry skin. And that's because our skin is a very metabolic organ. It's one of the largest organs in the body, the skin. And the skin, to have optimal function, is generating some moisture. And when it's not, doesn't have the energy to generate that moisture, the skin feels dry. Another classic symptom of hypothyroidism is weight gain. A very common type of symptom that my patients describe to me when they're talking about their thyroid is they say, I eat great, I eat so well, and I cut down on what I'm eating, but I'm still gaining weight. It's very frustrating, but our weight loss is mediated by metabolism and the body burning energy. So when we burn energy, we lose weight. When we don't have the good metabolism to burn energy, we get weight gain. So the importance of thyroid in maintaining our weight is indispensable. And so I have found that many of my patients, when I start to optimize their thyroid, all of a sudden, they start to lose weight. Another symptom is constipation, or what's commonly described as irritable bowel. And what's interesting about irritable bowel is it's very closely correlated with hypothyroidism, a thyroid dysfunction. So the fact is that for our bowels to function optimally, we need our thyroid to function optimally, because we need energy to get to digest the food, and we need energy to propel the nutrients through our digestive tract and to generate good bowel movements. So when those are problematic with constipation, there's a good chance that there's a problem with the thyroid. Another symptom for women is menstrual irregularities. So menstrual irregularities, again, the menstrual system for women, it requires a lot of energy. It takes up, it requires good metabolism. And when that metabolism isn't there, then the uterine tract doesn't build as it is supposed to be built. And so you get either irregular periods, light periods, even heavy periods, because things build up, because that energy is not being built up. So if you have any of these symptoms, you want to tune into the rest of the show. Even if you don't have any symptoms, you'll definitely learn something if you tune in to the rest of today's show. I'm talking, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. You're listening to the Regenerative Healing Show. And you can reach me here at the studio at WABC, right on top of Madison Square Garden, at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can reach me at my office, which is 201, and that's the Regenerative Healing Center, right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. Or you can even check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So I've talked a little bit about the thyroid symptoms, and I'm going to get to more symptoms as well, because there's one in particular that I didn't touch on, but I see it so commonly in my thyroid patients, and that is pain, general muscle pain. As you know, my background is in pain, and that's how I became so closely acquainted with the thyroid, when I learned and developed the knowledge that a lot of muscle pain is derived from low thyroid. And the studies have shown that by replacing thyroid and optimizing thyroid, a common pain condition is called fibromyalgia. That's a general low energy condition that has so much in common with fibromyalgia. Many patients with fibromyalgia have that irritable bowel I was talking about. Many of my patients with fibromyalgia have that fatigue. They just feel tired all the time. And because their muscle metabolism is not great, because their thyroid isn't functioning well, they get all this muscle aching and pain. So when you optimize the thyroid, that pain improves dramatically. So that's what really what I'm here to tell you about is, if you are having thyroid issues, and I can help you find out if you are, I can help you so much. So I really hope you give me the opportunity to help you with your thyroid problems by coming in to see me so we can work on your thyroid problem together and help you achieve a level of energy that you probably couldn't envision for yourself because it might be so low at this point. So again, the thyroid is so vital for energy, and we can work together to help improve your energy. So let's talk about some of the types of hypothyroidism, because the thyroid works, it gets produced in the thyroid gland, and in fact, but even before that step, there's a hormone in the brain made in the pituitary gland called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. And that thyroid stimulating hormone in the brain stimulates the thyroid to make thyroid. And most of the thyroid that the thyroid gland produces is called T4. And the four means that there are four iodines attached to the thyroid. Okay, and that T4 gets produced in the thyroid and circulates to the tissues throughout the body, through blood flow. And when it reaches the tissues, especially in the liver and the kidney, the T4 gets converted to T3. And this is important, and I'll tell you why it is. And that T3, okay, so it takes out one of the iodines, and that T3 is a very important molecule, very important aspect of the hormone, because that T3 is the workhorse of the thyroid. Okay, that is the one that actually gets into the tissue, into the cells. It gets to the nucleus, and it influences how the genes are expressed to work on all those metabolic processes that so many of them the body does. It regulates temperature. It regulates our metabolism, our brain function, and our energy level. So this T3 is so important to have an adequate T3 level. In fact, when I'm looking at blood work, it's the T3 level, especially the free T3 level, which is the amount that's freely circulating in the blood, that is so vital for me to understand how well the thyroid is functioning and whether it can be further optimized or not. So there are different types of hypothyroidism. There's mild hypothyroidism, where that TSH is elevated. That means that the brain is making more thyroid to tell the body, hey, you need more thyroid, but the thyroid hormones are low. They might be mildly low, so that's mild hypothyroidism. And then there's moderate hypothyroidism, where the TSH is higher and the thyroid hormone levels, the T3 and the T4, are even lower. And so that's moderate. And of course, severe is someone, chances are if you have severe hypothyroidism, you are exhausted and you've probably found out, probably even before you came into my office, because you probably got tested by someone. And if not, come into my office and we'll check it out. But if you're severely tired, severely fatigued, and very cold, then chances are you may have even severe hypothyroidism. But there's an interesting type of hypothyroidism, and now I'm going to talk about some interesting ones. One is called subclinical hypothyroidism, meaning that the thyroid hormone levels are normal, the T3 and the T4, but the TSH is high. So what does that mean? That means that the brain is saying, oh, you need more thyroid, but your levels seem to be enough. But somehow, if the brain is telling you you need more, chances are you may need more. In fact, subclinical hypothyroidism, even though the thyroid level, the T3 and the T4, are normal, the risk for heart disease with subclinical hypothyroidism is actually increased. And one study showed it to be increased to 2.2 times the rate of heart disease in the general population. Now I'm going to talk to you about some other more controversial types of hypothyroidism. But before I do, I want to tell you that if you're having any energy issue or any of the, if you have unexplained weight gain or just feeling maybe diffuse muscle pain, check. You might want to get checked to see if you have any thyroid issue. And you could do that by calling my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njhormones.com, or you can call me right here at the studio. I'm at the WABC studio on top of Madison Square Garden, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So let me talk to you about some other less commonly common types of hypothyroidism. One is secondary hypothyroidism, and what is that? That means that your body's making enough thyroid, your thyroid's producing enough T4, but you're in your body, where in the tissues where it's supposed to get converted to T3, that process isn't happening. And because it's not happening, the T4 doesn't get converted to T3, and sometimes this happens with stress, sometimes it can happen with illness or even fasting or age-related. As we get older, sometimes that T4 to T3 conversion isn't good enough. So because of this secondary hypothyroidism, the TSH will look normal. So if that's all you look at, your thyroid's normal. But if you look at the T3, it would be very low or decreased from normal. And when that's happening, you're going to feel just like you have hypothyroidism and maybe just having those same symptoms, but it may not be picked up. Another controversial hypothyroidism is called tertiary hypothyroidism, where you're producing enough T4 and even T3, but the tissues in your body aren't responding to the thyroid hormone. And so you have normal labs, but persisting symptoms of low thyroid. And this is analogous to, let's say, a diabetic with insulin resistance. And so they're producing enough insulin, but the cells just aren't using the insulin in the proper way. And because of that, the symptoms of diabetes are present. Well, with hypothyroidism, you're producing enough thyroid hormone, but the symptoms of hypothyroidism are present. And there are ways to address this by giving enough thyroid to overcome that, but that's something, you know, again, it's a symptom type of based treatment to help you feel better even with normal labs. And so, again, the hormone is there, but it's not able to match up with the nuclear receptor to affect the action. So besides feeling tired and cold, fatigue, achy, having irritable bowel, which isn't great in itself, there are other dangers of hypothyroidism. One is you have increased risk of cognitive deficits. And that's been shown in the aging population that T3 is associated with poor cognitive ability. It's been associated with increased disability in the aging population, a decline of overall function, and increased depression, and even increased mortality for those who survived up into their upper 80s and 90s. They had higher levels of T3 than their age-matched cohorts at younger ages. So they followed them over several years and saw that those with higher T3 lived with better function, less disability, and longer lives. And part of that was their better metabolism with the improved T3. So again, T3 is the key hormone. It's 20 times more potent on the nucleus. So that's what's affecting all the metabolic actions of the thyroid. And so it's basically the biologically active form of the thyroid hormone. And the other aspect is of hypothyroidism is low thyroid is associated with congestive heart failure. It's a similar risk factor as smoking and high cholesterol. So in other words, having low thyroid predisposes you to heart failure, predisposes you to heart disease. So you really want to optimize your thyroid for optimizing your cardiac function. And a lot of my patients with low thyroid, they tell me, I just don't have the energy to exercise. And part of the lack of energy to exercise is they don't have enough metabolic power, metabolic drive to get their exercise program going. By optimizing the thyroid, that shifts that. And all of a sudden they have the energy. And so really what I'm telling you is if you have these symptoms, give me a chance to evaluate this so I can help you improve your overall health, improve your energy, improve your fatigue, and so many of these symptoms that are associated with hypothyroidism. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can reach me at the studio here at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You can call my office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you can call me in after the show, even at the studio here. You can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com, or my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So I want to talk about thyroid replacement, okay? In my practice, I have found the best thyroid replacement to use is desiccated thyroid. Desiccated means it comes from an animal source, but it's the same type of thyroid that we produce, the T3 and the T4. And it's a combination. And I find that combination valuable because each component of the thyroid has valuable functions. And the most common prescribed thyroid hormone is T4, which is otherwise known as synthroid or levothyroxine. And T3 is prescribed as Cytomel. I like the combination of the desiccated thyroid, and I find that provides optimal T4, T3 ratios and optimal thyroid function. There's different versions of this desiccated thyroid. One is Armour thyroid, Nature thyroid's another, NP thyroid or NP thyroid, and all of these are valuable. I don't like the slow release form of thyroid because you could get it compounded that way, but that tends to slow absorption. So, another key thing to understand is that when replacing thyroid, there's some concern about arrhythmias where it's going to overstimulate the heart. Well, by replacing thyroid, you know, that can cause those palpitations, but this is generally avoided when the dose is gradually increased. So when that dose is gradually increased, your body, for its optimal thyroid, may not be used to that kind of level of thyroid right away. So it may just get things a little too quickly stimulated. So we get to that optimal level of thyroid very gradually. So I can help you get to that optimal level of thyroid very gradually while avoiding those side effects. Another common side effect is osteoporosis, where supposedly thyroid with thin bones. Well, I can tell you that multiple studies have shown that there's no adverse effect on bone with thyroid replacement. On the contrary, low T3 levels are actually predictive of vertebral fractures. So it's really the opposite, that if the thyroid is really, really high, that can cause a bit of osteoporosis, but generally by just getting the thyroid to its optimal level, that is not going to produce or cause osteoporosis. So those are the two most common misconceptions or concerns about thyroid, but when managed in an appropriate setting and done at an appropriate pace, that is avoided. And another key thing to realize is that when treating the thyroid, we look at the lab values, but we treat the patient. And that's what I want to impress upon you, is that it's not just like, look at the labs. Oh, the labs are fine. We see how you're feeling and what we need to do to optimize your thyroid level and optimize how you're feeling. And I want to help you achieve your optimal health by optimizing your thyroid. So in other words, getting the optimal thyroid level is guided by the thyroid hormone concentrations and by the clinical presentation. And we combine that to help you feel your best. And that's really why I love practicing, because I love helping people feel their best. And so I hope I can help you feel your best. So give my office a call. It's Dr. Warren Slayton. You can reach me at 201-882-1500. I'm at the studio for a few more minutes, so you can reach me here at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. At this point, I would probably talk to you after the show, but I'd be happy to do that. Or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com, or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So again, I'm going to summarize now in the next couple of minutes. I have a couple of minutes left. And basically, fatigue and low energy, even depressed mood, cognitive problems, including memory loss, abnormal lipids, including high cholesterol, feeling cold, hair loss and thinning. You know, our hair growth is dependent on good metabolism. So when it's not good, the hair thins, dry skin, weight gain, constipation, menstrual problems, and muscle pain. All these symptoms can be signs of hypothyroidism or low energy, low metabolism. And by optimizing your energy, by optimizing your metabolism, by optimizing your thyroid, I can help you achieve better health, more energy, and overall better well-being. So please give me a chance to help you do that by calling my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. If you call now, I'll speak to you right after the show at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-WABC. Or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. This has been Dr. Warren Slayton. I see Helen from New Jersey is on the line, and I'll talk to you after the show. And so what I wanted to, again, impress on you is if you have this low energy, if you have this unexplained weight gain and feeling cold and this diffuse muscle pain, it might be your thyroid, and you should get it checked out. And more importantly, you should come to my office and get your thyroid optimized. So I hope I can help you with this. Again, you can call me at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. And again, we've been talking about the thyroid today, and the best way to treat the thyroid is by optimizing your thyroid. And we look at the labs, we look at how you're feeling, and then we optimize it. This is the Regenerative Healing Show. We'll be talking next week. We'll be changing gears a little bit, and we'll be talking about a great treatment for pain called neural prolotherapy. I've talked about regular prolotherapy. Next week, we'll be talking about neural prolotherapy, which is a great treatment for all kinds of muscle conditions and nerve conditions. So you'll definitely want to tune in and listen to that as a great way to treat your pain. It's Dr. Warren Slayton, Regenerative Healing Center in Ridgewood, New Jersey, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. If you're celebrating, happy Hanukkah, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.